he was a wireless operator on I think it was Ferry Battle or something, the name of the aircraft. He always said they were Widowmakers, he always told me. He said because they were so slow, and he said we were only put out decoys, he said, so they go for us. But that's what he used to, yeah. You know, his story, his line on it was. But he got shot down his first raid over Belgium, and he was shot down. And for a long time, he was missing, presumed dead, you know, because nobody heard from him. And my gran, she always said, oh, he's alive. And she said, oh, I'm waiting to get a letter from the War Department to tell me where he is. And Mum used to get upset about it. And gran, every morning, she would leave at the cottage at Iping, where she lived, was 200 yards from the main Petersfield Road. And she'd walk up there waiting for the postman. And she did that for months. And then she got a letter to say that he was alive and was a prisoner of war. And he spent his whole war in a prison camp. And he came back and he was repatriated in the end of 45. And he was at Ford Aerodrome, which was a naval air station, Ford, where the old car boot sales are there. And he was repatriated and he was there. And that's when we got to know a bit more about it, because my grandfather, my dad's father, he worked for on a farm at Yacton, and his house was alongside Ford Aerodrome. And so we used to go over there. What was that? And you know, we went over there, and he did. I think Dad actually got to see him when he was there. But for a long time, when he was, I remember when I first saw him, because we didn't know him, you know, he was very well, and he was very in on himself for a long time. And he, every time there was something, noises, he was like this for a long time.